Yeah, that's playoff basketball. You know, that's championship qualities of fighting through when you don't play well. You know, when one of the things that we have done all year is found different ways to win, from finesse basketball to tough basketball, and we certainly didn't shoot the ball well. I thought we were wide open a number of times, and just one of those games, but we found a clog. Our defense was rock solid again, so you know, that held us right there. Yeah, well, he gives you points on the defensive end. You know, that block, you know, scrounging, and then offensively he's hit some big shots. And when we needed to get something to the basket, he does the floater in the corner, in the middle. So, you know, that's what you want your leaders to do, is step up and show actions. And Damo's been doing that, and his leadership has been first class. And, you know, it's a great game from, you know, a true champion.
Hold up some of his defensive efforts to the rest of the team, and sort of
this is what we can get done in game two? Oh, we know Damo is the engine room for our defense. You know, he gets us everyone going. You know, Casey feeds off him, Dollar feeds off him, Maddie feeds off him. So, you know, it's a good asset to have, and hopefully we can execute a little bit better offensively in New Zealand. But it's playoff basketball. It's tough and it's hard, and, you know, it was a pretty good solid win tonight.
Didn't have as great a second half, but that second quarter,
were
they some of the best minutes he's played in this year?
Yeah, it's, you know, he's been battling with injuries, and especially last month, but came tonight. His mind was focused and locked in. You could see it in his eyes before the game, and he was ready for a big game, and that was huge for us. And, you know, that's why we rested him up, to get him right for this occasion. So, you know, we got to get a little bit out of him on Friday.
Guaranteed he'll travel,
Curve? As far as I know, yeah. No medical haven't come to me rushed, so, yeah, definitely.
Casey looked a bit sore. Mm. What was the story there?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. That just, he was hobbling a little bit, but how tough was that just to make those two foul shots? I was looking down the bench at that stage who to put in as a good foul shooter, and, you know, he hobbled to the line. That's tough when you're hurt and you're injured. It's quite easy to take an easy path, and Casey stepped up the line and made some big foul shots.
And the other one was Matty Knight. Was that his ribs?
Or Matty just gets hit everywhere because he's in the contest. It's, you know, his old man used to play for Collingwood, but he's just in every contest you see, he's there. He's so honest, and it's great to have him as a teammate.
Mm-hmm. Is it a tough balance to sort of, for you to find, to trust Casey out there when he says, I'm okay, you sort of see him hobbling rather than yanking him out? And you sort of, how tough is that balance?
Yeah, well, that's what you work towards a year. You get, you build up the trust, and, you know, he's pretty close to coming out, but he's a competitor and he works really hard. If he was lazy and a show pony, I probably would have got him out. But look, he's characteristic of, he wants to play as hard as he possibly can. So, you know, I was happy for him to have that impact on the game.
To not have the offensive impact out of your two points tonight and still get that win, what does that say about
the team? Yeah, well, that's what I first said. You know, we didn't shoot the ball that well, and Jermaine didn't have a great game, and Casey didn't have a great game, and I think Jesse was open about five threes. He normally drops those. So, you know, that's an upside for us. But it's just the resilience. You know, we know, to win a championship, you've got to go through the defending champions. And New Zealand are the defending champions. We know it's going to be tough, and you just got to keep going and keep going, and that's playoff basketball.
They changed it up a bit on Nate, say, in the second half. Mm. How much adjustment do you have to make?
Yeah, we have to make sure we get him in the ball at the right spots. So I think we got too passive with throwing bounce passes, where we need some counters. So they start fronting, we have to go a little bit of counters of that. So, no doubt the coaching staff will be working hard tonight to get that in.
You're one win away now from the championship.
It's just half time. That's all it is. We know it's tough in New Zealand, without a question. We know we're going to get some home cooking and love over there from the locals. But that's what you expect. This is what we practice for, and this is what we sacrifice for. And we've got a good opportunity now, and we'll give it our best shot.
Talk us through the block on Corey. What's going through your head?
I knew he was going to try and make a play. He'd made some huge plays in the fourth quarter, and I was just lucky that I'm not sure who was in front of me, but they slowed him down enough so that my old legs could catch him. So it just worked out well that as he was laying it up, I managed to catch up. But it was one of those plays that many were made throughout the game, and our big set the tone, and then we're able to, within a good play, good teams can make adjustments within a game, and I thought we did that. At first quarter, we were very good on the offensive end with our two bigs in particular, and Maddie and Nate, and then we came more of a defensive grind in the second half, and that's where my role needs to steps up, and it was good to get that block, otherwise I would have looked like an idiot, I think.
We spoke a bit during the week about your history in grand finals against the Breakers and not being fully healthy. Obviously your job's not done yet, but how satisfying was that for you tonight to be fully healthy, put in a performance like that?
Oh, it's nice, but as Trev said, you don't want to get too carried away because they're such a great team, and we saw tonight that a 10-point lead means nothing against the Breakers. They're capable of bringing it back and bringing it back quickly. So it's the guys don't want to get too far ahead of themselves. We've got a huge task on Friday, and you really want to close it out then because you give them a bit of confidence coming back here, and anything can happen, especially against a team that's so successful as the Breakers with so many veterans. So it's great to get game number one. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, but in saying that, we're not getting too carried away with it.
The team done is nice. the break here early in the season and a couple of breaks, do you feel like you're a bit fresher come the end of the season because maybe of that layoff?
Yeah, definitely. It took me a while to get my my fitness, my game fitness back up to scratch, in particular with the calf injury to start the year, and then 2 weeks off without doing any type of exercise with the broken jaw. But yeah, it does feel great to be out there running around and feeling reasonably fresh, in particular the back end of the season when I've had some niggling injuries in the past.
Talk us through that final 90 seconds where you corralled Jackson in his own half and then had that little nice shot afterwards. What's going to be in mind before that happens?
Not a whole lot. You don't try and plan different things. I just wanted to try and pressure Jackson. He was great again, and in patches he really took the game over. And so, he's a big-time player, and in the fourth quarter, he's going to try and make a play either for himself at the ring or one of his teammates. So, as it turned out, I had been on Webster earlier, broken play, I picked up Jackson, and I was fortunate enough to create a turnover.
10 rebounds yourself as well.
Yeah, it's not often that happens. So, look, our bigs do a great job of boxing out. Charles Jackson and Mika Vaccone are two of the best rebounders in the league, so our guys have a tough job of boxing them out, and us guards get to swoop through and take the credit for it.
Well, pre-season, we didn't know obviously the finals, but there was one thing from last year that we felt we weren't as fit as we were the previous season, so we made sure the pre-season was hard. Now this time you lighten up and lighten the load a little bit, but it is what it is. We can't do anything about it. I don't agree with it, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, and we got to play that resilient basketball in New Zealand. Yeah, well, you can say that if you like, but we kind of think that we're halfway. It's a half-time battle. We know it's going to be tough over there. And to win a championship, you have to beat the defending champs. And we're playing them on their home court. It's to get the juices flowing right now, ready to go. But, it's going to be tough, and we've got to get ready for it.
Some people might say it's almost like a free hit for you guys over there.
If you're going for it, there's no such thing as a free hit for a championship. We're battling for a championship. We're going to get to the top of the mountain, and we've got to do everything we can to get there. It's not you don't get anything free for a championship.
Trevor knows with the players, it's a big emphasis on recovery. Now, from a coaching staff point of view, how quickly do you guys sort of jump into the field now? Do you get much sleep tonight?
We'll review it right now, and we'll meet up in the morning. So the good thing is, I suppose if there's a good thing about the flight, is it gives you enough time to work things out before we come up with a game plan on Friday. So, our coaching staff has been first class, and they were right on it tonight, and we'll do the work needs to be done, make sure we're ahead of the game. Yeah, well, I don't know if we got that, but we'll do the best we can, and a lot of standing up and lying down, so it is what it is.